Good morning, this is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Seneschal with the weather.net forecast for KJN Radio. Well, we have mainly clear skies this morning and we should see plenty of sunshine this afternoon. High temperatures will be comfortable in the middle to upper 60s with a north wind becoming easterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies. It could be a rain shower towards dawn. Lows drop down to 46 degrees with a southeast wind at 5 to 10. And then tomorrow morning, isolated to widely scattered showers or thunderstorms, partly cloudy for the afternoon with an isolated pop-up storm. Highs will be around 66 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 10 to 20, gusting over 30. And then overnight tomorrow night, we'll see widespread showers and thunderstorms. Lows drop down to 53 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 20 to 30. Thursday, morning shower or thunderstorm, gradually increasing afternoon sunshine, highs in the middle 60s. And then Friday, partly sunny and warmer with a high near 70. This is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Seneschal with the weather.net forecast for KJN Radio.
Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 74 degrees. Our low through 7 a.m. today, 35. We also picked up 12 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours, ending today at 7 a.m. Last year on this date, we topped at 63 for a high. 30 was the low. The all-time record high in Atlantic on April 22nd, 90 degrees in 1980. The record low, 20 in 1936. Our sunrise was at 6:30. Sunset will be at 8:08. And sunrise Wednesday will be at 6:29. Here's a look at the hazardous weather outlook for the listening area. Isolated non-severe thunderstorms are expected later tonight. Some of the storms in Cass, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, and Adams counties could be severe, with large hail and damaging winds the primary threats. Also today, the fire weather conditions will be in the very high category this afternoon for Monona, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont counties, as the area is still quite dry and the conditions are ripe for fires that start to spread rapidly. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.